Southampton in Hampshire, home to 59-year-old Ian McConnell. Ian is a single parent with two teenage daughters, Holly and Katie. For years, he's struggled with his weight. Now he is super morbidly obese, with a body mass index of 67 and tipping the scales at 37 stone. Food has been his life.
I've always enjoyed food. My mother was always very generous, and she'd say when I got fatter later on that he was big boned rather than he was fat. I have two daughters. They're now in their teens. They've been living with me since they were about 3.5 and 4.5 on my own. And I'm ashamed to say why that in itself has not been the impetus to get me to lose weight. I do not know, but it hasn't.
Ian's brought up the girls since his marriage ended.
Probably first aware when things started going downhill with my mum. So, like, when my dad became a single parent, it's quite obvious then that he'd put on a lot of weight.
Holly can only just remember when her dad put on the weight.
Obviously, the weight gain started when I was quite little.
Ian's weight restricts everything he does. Getting out of the car is a struggle. Walking down the street is almost impossible.
I've never been as big as I am now. I've always, as far as I can remember, been dieting or trying to watch my weight. But I'm ashamed to say I've never had the willpower to actually decide what to do and then stick with it.
Ian has been referred to the bariatric clinic at St Richard's Hospital in Chichester. He's hoping that surgeon Shaw Summers can offer him a weight loss operation. Not everyone who comes to the clinic qualifies as a suitable case for surgery. Shaw operates on around 300 obese patients each year at various hospitals in London and on the South Coast.
Carrying excess weight is not just a physical thing that you have to lug around. People who carry a lot of fat have changed metabolisms that mean that their body is constantly running with a slight inflammatory process, and that in itself gives rise to problems like diabetes and metabolic syndrome.
Although Ian already suffers from many of these problems, it's not certain that he'll get the surgery. He still needs NHS funding for his operation. And even if he has the surgery, it may be a difficult journey back to a normal life.